As the energy transition progresses, we are seeing an accompanying transition in terms of technology and business models employed by utilities and energy companies around the world. It's uncharted territory and a journey that needs to be made with consumers in a way that fosters trust and delivers maximum value. To learn more about this, I'm joined by Joe Egan, Chief Customer Officer at AGL Australia. I'm Pamela Larg, and this is the Energy Transitions Podcast. Joe, welcome to the studio, and thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and AGL.
Firstly, thank you so much for having me, Pam. It's great to be here. It's my first time over to NLIT, and to really share and understand the learnings from the different markets is fascinating. As you said, I'm Chief Customer Officer at AGL Energy, and I've been with the organisation for, almost coming up to 16 years now, which has been fascinating to watch its evolution. But AGL is one of Australia's largest energy companies. We're a vertically integrated energy provider, so we offer retail services as well as generation. And we are one of, the largest players in the market. We operate in the national electricity market in Australia, and we provide services to around 30% of Australian households. It's a very old company. Yeah, it was the second company listed on the Australian Stock Exchange. We've seen a lot of change in energy throughout that time, and the company has evolved a lot. And obviously, with the energy transition now, we're embarking on another wave.
As you were saying, it's been an evolution and obviously a lot of change and facing a lot of disruption now, as I think all companies in energy are. Tell us, Joe, what are the realities that energy companies are facing in terms of these disruptive changes?
Yeah, look, there's so many challenges and opportunities. I think that's what's so exciting about the sector right now. There's so much change and innovation. In our business, I mentioned we're vertically integrated. So on the generation side of the business, our strategy is all about building out our renewables and firming pipeline. In Australia, we still have about 60% of our power generation from fossil fuels. So we have a big job to do to really transition that portfolio. And we're planning to do that over the next 10 years. So that's a huge focus for our organisation. And I think there's so many parallels with the European market. There's lots of challenges with that build out, delays in transmission and access for workforce for, you know, renewables build out. And then on my side of the business, which looks after all of our customers, we really want to make sure we're keeping customers at the centre of the energy transition. And there's a lot that goes with that. So we're really focused on helping customers to decarbonize and electrify, because we know providing the energy as renewable is not enough. If we don't help customers transition away from gas and to e-mobility, we won't solve the entire problem. So yeah, with that comes a huge amount of challenges and opportunities, but I'm really excited about the journey we're on, and I'm sure we'll talk a bit about that transformation journey today.
Absolutely. And as you say, in the middle of all of this change is the customer, the consumer. They're on the journey with you, or you're on the journey with them. How have you seen the role of the customer change over time? Joe, you mentioned that you've been at the company now for some time. So I can imagine you've really been privy to that evolution.
Yeah, absolutely. And the change has been significant, and it is continuing. I think there's a lot of trends there that are consistent globally. So digitization has obviously been a game changer in the way that customers interact with us. And that's really important, not just for the future and enabling the transition, but also just for today to help keep costs down. That's a key priority for us. Affordability is a huge concern for consumers globally. So we're really prioritizing everything we can do to improve our cost base and be as efficient as we can. And technology and digital play a huge part in that. And I think when customers look at their energy providers now, they're not comparing us to other energy providers. They're comparing us to any other service providers. So the level of expectation from consumers has increased dramatically. And then the third area that I think is really very important for our sector is the way distributed energy resources are increasing globally. And traditionally, it was a very asset-focused industry, very supply-led, whereas now we're moving to a world where energy is going to be supplied from customers' homes, from their solar and their batteries behind the meter, from their electric vehicles. The way they participate in the energy market will change completely. That's really putting power in customers' hands, but it's also changing the way that we need to operate with our customers, which is where a lot of our focus is.
Jo, how do you, I mean, the customer has to participate, but how do you get them involved? How do you support them? What are the strategies you're employing to make that happen?
Yeah, it's a great question, Pam, and it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, right? So for us, we're very committed to making sure we're meeting customers where they are on this journey. We know that some customers are really early adopters of new technology. I mean, in Australia, we have this incredible opportunity where, you know, 30% of Australian households have rooftop solar. It really is a lot, and it's an enormous opportunity if we can obviously manage that flexible load and use it at other times of the day when the market really needs it. For those customers, it's about designing propositions that are simple for them to understand, that ensure they get value and that they can engage in ways that suit them. But for other customers who aren't on that journey, it's making sure we are providing equitable access to energy. We have a very strong focus at AGL on supporting all customers, particularly those who might be experiencing vulnerability. And we're looking at some really innovative ways that they can still participate through the use of community batteries, or looking at social housing and how we can fund upgrades and retrofit those kind of energy efficiency standards. We're also been running a free solar program where we've been deploying solar onto customers' house who's been in long-term energy hardship. And when we first did that, the response from the consumers was so interesting, because at first they didn't believe it. They were like, "What? Why are you doing this?" But really, it makes so much sense for the whole market, rather than continuing to have spiraling debt that a customer cannot afford and retailers writing this debt off. We're trying to solve the problem at the core and reduce their energy consumption. And another really interesting innovation is a new platform we've created called Electrify Now. In Australia, we have a consumer data platform that means we can access consumers' energy data at 5-minute intervals. So there's all of this rich, incredible data. And we've built a digital tool that provides customers with personalized insights on how they can electrify, what would make sense for their home, the sort of carbon emissions it would save, and what it would cost them, and the business case that goes along with that. And we found that's been really powerful because, let's face it, energy is complex. Most consumers don't want to understand that complexity. They just want trusted advice. They want it to be reliable, affordable, and, you know that they're getting value at the end of the day.
Some great examples. Thank you for explaining that to us, Jo. And I think as you're talking, I just see how there are so many variables to this transition. And it's, as you mentioned when we were preparing, it's an energy transition, yes, and there's a technology transition, but very much a transition of business models, where AGL is having to really adapt to new ways of functioning, basically. So tell us a little bit more about that. How do you balance that?
Yeah, it's a great question, and you are absolutely right. Technology is a huge part of this. And I think those two areas we've been talking about, the need to address today's problem, and a lot of that focus is not just about sustainability, but also about affordability, whilst also developing the right technology and data and propositions for the future. Bringing those two together, we've embarked on a transformation, and we've partnered with Kaluza to undertake a total replatform of our traditional technology. And that's really setting us up for a future where we know we'll have really low cost and we'll be able to support customers in that future market. But at the same time, the technology was not enough. People need to go on that change journey. So we're totally redesigning our operating model around the customer, making sure that we're really empowering our people to be part of that change journey. So I think the change management on a program like that is very important. I'm a big believer is if you don't capture the hearts and minds of your people when you're trying to change and disrupt your own business, you won't be successful. So we're investing a lot in change management and really ensuring that our people understand why we're going on this change, why it's so important to just evolve our entire business.
And are people understanding? Is there a shift in mindset and perhaps in culture as well that's coming along with this?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I'm pleased to say our people have responded and adopted this change incredibly well. I'm even surprised by how amazing their appetite has been to embrace the change. Because, you know, let's face it, change can be hard for people. But yeah, I think it's understanding the why. And our purpose at AGL is very clear. We want to be a leader in the energy transition. We want to support our customers on this journey. And we know that to do that, we can't remain the same. So I think when people understand why and they are purpose-driven, that's probably the biggest barrier.
Jo, I love how you say that. In order to ensure that you are relevant for the future, you cannot remain the same.
You cannot.
And I feel like that's just one of the key takeaways. Are there other perhaps lessons that you've learned along the way that you say this? It's been such an incredible learning curve for us, and this has really stood out in this process of change?
Yeah, I think bringing people on the journey and balancing the need for risk and innovation, I think, is very hard for especially large incumbent organizations that have always operated in a certain way. You really have to change your mindset and your willingness to disrupt yourself, I think, when your industry is going through such a dynamic transition. So we're really embracing that. I think it will continue to be hard. And everyone I talk to across the market, the industry, is facing similar challenges. But what is great is in Australia, and I, from what I hear from colleagues over here as well, the collaboration is improving and increasing. I think that collectively everyone knows that we're not going to solve this problem on our own, and we need consistent long-term policy to support us. We need all the participants in the market to work together to find solutions for customers. So I think that's another area that I feel really hopeful about. The conversations are maturing. People, there's more collective interest, I think, in getting this right.
That is very encouraging. And of course, again, when we were chatting before the podcast, you made it very clear that it's people and purpose that are central to all that you do. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, we've touched a bit on that. The one message I keep giving my team is, look, I know this is hard, but everything worth doing is hard. And for us, if I can stand back in 10 years' time and say that I helped decarbonize 30% of Australian household homes, that's something that I will be really proud of. And so it's really important work that we're doing. It's not just a job. It's a critical moment globally for us to get this right. So I think the purpose is there. For me, people have always been my passion. I love leading. That's why I do the job that I do. And especially in the role that I'm in now, I have an incredible opportunity to bring others up and help coach and develop, especially female talent, which in our industry has been quite challenging. It's good to see things are improving now, but we still have a way to go. Yeah, just really helping people on their own personal career journey is something I'm very passionate about.
That is indeed an inspiring purpose. Jo, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Pam.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us today as well. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, please visit enlit.world. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Energy Transitions Podcast, brought to you by Enlit and Friends. That's a wrap from me, Pamela Log, and our producer, Kamo Motse. We hope you can join us next time. Visit enlit.world or subscribe for more episodes.